The overgrowth of invasive weeds in Utah is in part to blame for out-of-control fires in the state, according to Utah Department of Agriculture's Larry Lewis, who says the department is working with Utah State University extension experts and local weed control experts to eradicate weeds and encourage the regrowth of native grasses.
To try to get a control over these weeds that don't belong in Utah and help the wildlife population, the livestock population, the environment in that specific area where they are, and the environment along the Wasatch Front.
Utah lawmakers have committed $1 million to fund a war on weeds. On Thursday, state senators, local lawmakers, and USU Extension met in Eureka in Juab County, where the growth of square rose knapweed and other invasive weeds resulted in lost forage, a reduction in wildlife populations, and an increase in fire suppression costs.
There was chemical treatment, and there were biological treatments in the form of bugs used to control this knapweed on this 100-acre pasture. The knapweed is gone, and there are native and introduced species of grasses there that are growing successfully and helping this livestock operator be able to put cattle back on that pasture and graze his animals on his own private property.
Lewis says the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food will implement similar programs in Cache and Box Elder counties and throughout the state to accelerate the war on weeds. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.